There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Said that a man who misses the opportunity is like a monkey who misses the branch while jumping. If the branch is missed, there would be fall. In yesterday's Murli, Baba was remembering three monkeys. What were they? What? Why? And want. What they do? They make us restless. What they do? They cause imbalance. They don't allow you to have ruling power and controlling power. Because of these three, the ruling power and the controlling power reduces. They are question marks, and every question mark has got thousands of answers, and every answer is further a question mark, leading to a series of questions and answers, questions and answers, questions and answers, taking you in the wild desert of answering and questioning, and you are lost. So Baba said, it's very difficult that a monkey would sit quiet. At least it will move its tail. In fact, the mind itself is like monkey. Monkey by its very nature is a restless creature. So mind by its nature is a restless creature. Then a scorpion bites the monkey. Now you can imagine what is the state of the monkey. Because a scorpion has bitten monkey. And after some time, somebody made that monkey to drink freely of wine. And after some time, a demon enters the monkey. A ghost. What language can describe the restlessness of this monkey? So also. So also, mind is like monkey. Even a normal monkey is restless. So agile, so nimble. So restless, so agitated, so excited. And then the scorpion of jealousy bites that monkey. And then somebody makes it drink the wine of greed, and then the demon of ego enters. Now with that jealousy and with that greed and with that ego, the monkey is all the more restless, not wanting to sit at one place. Or rather, it is miserable. The condition is pathetic. And what language can paint the misery, the suffering of such a monkey? So Baba said, ruling power is must and controlling power is must. That makes you self-sovereign, that makes you almighty authority, that makes you to claim high status in the kingdom which is about to come, that makes you a great devotee also in the path of devotion. And that this power itself allows you to have handling power, not just handling outside souls, but handling the souls who are there in this family. Because each one is carrying his own sanskar. Each one is so different. And if you like somebody, it's okay, you can get along with that person. But if you don't like somebody, then it becomes a difficult job to handle. So Baba gave his own example. Look at Baba. He doesn't see the faults, the defects. Even if somebody is having 35 defects, he looks at one virtue. And Baba even asked us, did you come to me for the first time? Were you all filled with divine virtues? No. So that's the handling, the divine handling, the handling machinery, the handling mechanism. So with all those things about ruling and controlling, Baba said these both powers, they come to a halt when these three monkeys enter. Why? There is no because for why. And we spend our whole life in searching because. Why this happened to me? Why people do like this to me? Why they speak against me? Why they talk like this about me? Why me? The question is, why me? What have I done? So when you begin to walk on this path of why me, you are lost. Because every because confounds you all the more. Every because disturbs you all the more. Every because takes you to no man's land. Every because takes you to an unknown island where you are alone, lost, miserable, not understanding what to do. So what is the solution? Should we not get because for my every why? Every because will lead to further why. So what is the method? The method is to destroy why. The questions should fall down. You reach a stage of soul consciousness when these questions don't bother you anymore. Rather, you remain intact, untouched by any one of these things. Because if you try to find why, you become all the more restless. The person whom you loved the most suddenly deceives you. You ask the question, why? The business partner hoodwinks you. You ask the question, why? The children don't listen to you. You ask the question, why? The life becomes a battery of whys. A series of unending whys. Husband is not listening. Wife is not listening. Children have got addicted to mobile and games. And you ask why they do like this. We never did it in our childhood. We were so focused. Children are not interested in studying. Why are not they? They are not interested. You keep on finding why. And you go to nowhere. The solution has to be indirect, not direct. The way that the why should be destroyed. You reach a stage where why doesn't exist. So also, what? What? What is this? What is this? That shows the stage of shock. What means exclamation? What? A shock. That means you are not prepared for it. When you have a lot of expectations from life, you get shocks. When you have a lot of expectations from others, every expectation leads to shock. What is the way out? Destroy what? The other is want. I want this, I want that. Wanting creates restlessness. That could be anything. Even if you say that I want to make my Amrit Vela powerful, even that is a want. That itself again creates a restlessness. Any want creates restlessness, positive, negative. What is the way out? Destroy want. So should we become aimless if I say that you should not want anything, you should not aspire for anything? Should we become aimless, targetless? No. So all these things, Baba said, these are monkeys. They come and there's a yogi is sitting who is trying to concentrate the mind, and there is scale on his head, and the monkeys come and sit on that scale and they tips the balance. And the balance is tipped off. So, what is the method to destroy then? If soul is this, soul is the embodiment of peace, purity and happiness, love, bliss. The more you move towards this soul, the happier you become. The wants reduce, the shocks reduce. There are no whys here. This is the point where there is no why, there is no what, there is no want. Santushtaha satatam yogi. Gita says, a yogi is somebody who doesn't want anything. Yogi is somebody who has gone beyond all questions. Yogi is somebody who is not surprised at anything. Because all these questions, why, what and want, they are at the periphery. The problem has occurred because of decentering. You moved away from the center. That's why no matter, even if somebody comes and gives you all the answers to why, don't, it is not that you get all the answers. Every answer would generate 10 more questions. If you ask somebody why this happened to me, why I got such a wife, such a husband, why my children don't listen to me, and somebody gives you a very convincing answer, it is because of this reason. So do you think that you have got the solution? In fact, no one in this world can answer a single question of mine. The very questions are the problem. Why I suffer? Why I keep on falling sick again and again? If you answer, theoretically you might get some answer. But the best thing is to move towards the center. The best thing is to move towards the silence. A silent mind is the greatest answer. The undisturbed mind provides all the answers. You don't have to ask. Rather, the questions fall down. The questions are dropped. So the journey of spirituality is the journey of centering. Spiritual centralization. The problem has arisen because of decentering. So it is not about sitting with somebody and discussing the problems of life. It's not about, yeah, counseling sessions might help to some extent. That might give a new idea, a new viewpoint, a new attitude, a new angle, which you had totally missed. But only that new angle, not the answer. The answer lies in your own subconscious mind. And subconscious mind you cannot access unless and until the conscious is made silent. So the answer to most of the questions arise are hidden in that deep silence. Answers cannot be sought in the world of words. Words, they confuse you all the more. They can give you some theoretical satisfaction. But the soul doesn't want words. The very nature of the soul is silence. And unless and until it comes back to its own nature, there is no calmness, no tranquility. That serenity would remain hidden, lost, unknown. So, now you want to tame the wild monkey, what you will do? It's so difficult. In South India, during the festivals, they make the elephant move. The great elephant procession. Elephant procession. Through the town. During many festivals, Dashera and all, they do that. Baba also remembers in Mysore. They have got huge elephants. And they make the elephants move through cities. So in one of the stories, it is shown that there was an elephant, a big elephant, and they would move that elephant. There would be a procession of that elephant through city. But before it reaches the main city, it has to travel through smaller lanes of the villages. And whilst doing so, what that elephant used to do, it would destroy so many things. If there are bananas, it would take those bananas. And at the same time, it would do some destructive work there. So as it would move through those smaller lanes of that village, it would do something or other, some or other mischief. So that Mahout, that owner of the elephant, did one trick. What was that trick? It gave it a rod in its mouth or tusk. So that now the elephant is focused only on that rod. It will not look here and there. Its mind got focused. So mind is like that, restless. You keep it busy with something. So when you remain busy with Jnana and Yoga, then you don't have to bother about these questions. The questions don't trouble you anymore. Rather, you move away from questions, and when you move away from them, they get destroyed. You don't remember. The hold of the questions upon you is lessened. And if you see, each one of us is filled with questions. Each one of us has some or other questions in the mind. Each one of us want personal attention, personal Srimad, even though the whole Murli is there. And even if the whole Murli is there, and if suppose God comes here and he says, after relating the Murli for 2 hours, he says, do you have any questions? I am going to give you personal attendance. I am going to have personal chit-chat with each one of you. You can share anything. Will you say and say, no, Baba, you have answered all our questions in the Murli. We don't have any questions. No, we will not do that. We will have our personal questions. Even though he has spoken everything, and in those 4 pages, he has given all the answers. And yet, and yet, and yet, and yet. the very nature of the question is it doesn't end. Even if I give you complete, if I sit with you and 2 hours and so you try to give you satisfactory answers, do you think that you will be happy? For some time you will be happy. For a few days, the effect would last. After a few days, again you are back to those, some new questions now. This questioning business is like a delusion. Like a woman comes to the doctor and she says, I have a snake in my brain. And he tries to convince her. There is no snake. She says, this doctor is not good. She goes to another doctor. Third doctor, fourth doctor, everybody she goes. And she says, I have a snake. All investigations are done, CT scan, MRI. And they show her, say, where is the snake? This is your MRI. She says, you all are fraud. You don't know, you are not good doctors. And after moving from pillar to post, he ultimately reaches one doctor and he agrees with him, with her. He says, yes, there is a snake. These are the symptoms what you are having. And she is so happy. At least one intelligent person I got after a long search. Till now all the other doctors were stupid, foolish. And this doctor says, oh, it needs operation. And she is extremely happy. And they prepare her. And they take her in the OT. Operation theater. And she gets operated and comes back. And he shows her, see, this is the snake we have removed. She knew it. She says, I knew. But people were not agreeing. You are such a good doctor. You ultimately cured me of my problem. And she pays him heavily. And there are scar marks also. And he also calls her for removing the sutures after 7 days. So that confirms that there was operation done. But in fact, no operation was done. But then in spite of becoming happy, she turns back after 1 hour, 1 month and she says, the snake is removed. But what about the children of that snake? They are still there in the form of eggs. The small eggs are there. They'll still come out. The baby snake. What about them? So snake is gone, but baby snakes are still there. Even if one question is answered, the baby questions would remain. And soon the baby question would become giant question. And it is an unending series. So, it's not about seeking answers, it's about becoming soul conscious. It's about sitting and becoming silent. It's about concentrating. It's about coming back. It's about returning to the source. It's about the journey Godhead, towards Godhead. Journey towards your own self. That will free you from all these monkeys. Otherwise, even if the monkeys die, there would be baby monkeys. What you will do with them? So, why, what, want, don't do anything with them. Move towards the soul. Om Shanti.